Hi everyone, this is Luke Moroney for the Daily Property Search Podcast. And today what I want to discuss with everyone is, do you need to see a property before buying it? Well, it's an interesting factor because we are buyer's agents and most of our clients are coming through to buy property that they haven't actually stepped inside of. Before I get into this particular topic, just a general disclaimer that the podcast is for general purposes only and should not be regarded as financial or legal advice. Please get your own independent advice when it comes to investments. So back onto this topic, do you buy a property before actually seeing it? So I wanted to discuss this particular topic because we actually had a potential client call us from Malaysia and they're an Australian citizen. And they will be coming back to Australia in some point in time, I believe for a holiday, not quite sure exactly, but they may or may not actually go through and see these properties that they're actually eventually going to buy because of the short time frames allowed to them. And most of our clients will either come from Brisbane areas through New South Wales and Victoria, and even some have looked from interstate areas away from the East Coast, well, those three cities. And I guess it's an idea is, how comfortable are you about buying property that you haven't actually walked through and seen visually for yourself? Is it a sense that you need to do it, or is it a reliance and trust on a buyer's agent or a property advisor to help you with the purchase of that property? So the three points I like to make. Firstly, think about the risk and dangers for yourself personally. What level of experience do you have when it comes to investing in property? Is it a thought that you're a first-time investor and you're really nervous about what's going on as a property investment and you really need to spend a lot more time with the person or the advisor, the expert, before you actually make any decision? So that might mean you actually spend a bit of time with them on the phone, a bit of time with them face-to-face, maybe attend one of their seminars or watch some of their Facebook posts and Instagram posts about what they're doing and how they're helping other clients. Maybe go and speak to other clients that they work with and get an idea about what kind of service that they provided and what their experience was like. Maybe your level of risk would be lower with all those experiences that you've obtained. Now, if you're a experienced investor and you bought a few properties in various different states, you may not have as much of a problem with having someone else purchase a property on your behalf that you aren't actually going to step into and have a look around yourself. So you may be familiar with this already in a city that where you live, and you may explore the same sort of thing in an interstate property or with another particular company, and you're quite happy with that outcome because it saves you on time, and you know you're using experts to negotiate on that particular investment opportunity, and they're going to negotiate with on the back of relationships that they've built with the agent as well. So you've really got to get a sense of where you are personally from a risk and experience level first up, and then see if you're inexperienced, how you can build on that trust level and lower that risk and feel more comfortable about dealing with someone that you haven't dealt with before or you haven't actually experienced that, buying an investment property before. Second point I'd like to make is, if you've got the information provided to you and you're carrying out all the due diligence, do you actually need to view the property? So when we come to providing information to clients, there's cash flow sheets, there's RP data reports, there's flood information maps, there's information about the surrounding areas, mapping for you to get a sense of where it's close to facilities and infrastructure. And it gives you a really good sense of what's going on with that particular investment. We go obviously prices and rents, potential for that property for renovation, if we get a sense of that's needed or not, just on the surface level, because obviously we aren't building inspectors or pest inspectors. That's where that takes the next step after making the purchase to employ those people to actually look at doing a full inspection of the property before you go ahead with that purchase. But from a visual point of view for us to give you all that information, which includes a video, and we often will pan out into the streets and surrounding properties to give you a good sense of what we're looking at. And you see it from our eyes when we're actually taking the video of that property. So it's a complete walkthrough of every room, and you'll get a sense of anything that really stands out for us that we need to identify for you. And then it's basically a step forward to proceed with that property. And then on the back of that, to do your pest and building inspections and all the other checks that are required. So it's really a question of if that is all provided, and whether you're first time or experienced investor, is that enough for you to say, yes, I'm confident to purchase that property without actually going to view it myself? And now I've done this on several occasions myself prior to setting up the company and this buyer's agency that we have in place now, where there was other people that would do it on my behalf. So I was comfortable in them and had trust in them to actually provide me with an investment opportunity. And then I guess we're in a state of practicing what we preach. So I've done it before, and I feel that with the all the information and the contact that we have through Facebook, Instagram, on this podcast, and at our seminars, that we give everyone a good sense of who we are and what we're about and how we help clients. So the third point I'd like to make is it about the numbers or is it about the emotional connection to the property? So when we come to buying our own home, there's some level, or probably a very high level, of emotional attachment that we've got to feel about that property, because we ourselves are going to live into that property. And we want to get a good sense of how we're going to live, how we're going to use the space, where it actually accesses into our conveniences, our lifestyle, and all these other things that really we've got to make sure about it. It's got to tick all our boxes before we go in to purchase that property. But when it comes to investment properties, we really want to take away that emotion and focus on the numbers around it. Obviously, the focus on the numbers and the standpoint, we still want someone to be able to live in that property, rent it out at a high level, and be able to see that capital growth in future. So it's got to be a property that people are going to like, and they're going to rent it out. And then when it comes to the potential resale or revalue of that property, you want to get a sense that the area is increasing in value and the property is increasing in value, or you're doing something to increase the value of the property. So as long as those numbers stack up and we're focusing on an investment, then do you really need to see that property itself? Is it about a house being the box and the box providing you the numbers? Or are you having to have some sort of emotional connection to that property? And all too often I see people, especially when it comes to brand new off-the-plan apartments, brand new house and land packages or townhouses, they get a sense of they like it new, so they want their tenants to have it new. And if you're getting a sense of doing that, well, maybe you're taking away, you've got too much emotional connection to it and not enough of that investment connection. Now, I'm not saying one asset will perform better than another. I'm just really focusing on that emotional connection where people like new, so they want to invest in something that is brand new on the back of their emotional connection and away from the numbers. Some people do it based on the numbers, and if they're doing it, buying brand new based on the numbers, and it all stacks up for them, then go ahead and make that purchase. But I guess the focus is, do you really need to see the property if it's about the numbers? And so that's a strong consideration as investors of what we really need to think about. Is it a case that we are time poor and are better off actually spending our time with family or work that's going to serve us better in our lives than actually going around to chase property investments where the experts do it a lot better than potentially you can? So that's and maybe there's a sense not only the potentially better, but have more passion about it, have better relationships with the agents about it, and can provide a better investment opportunity. So if that is a consideration for you, and you're in that frame of mind, then perhaps a buyer's agent can work really well for you when it comes to taking away the effort, the time when it comes to purchasing an investment property. So hopefully it helps you be a little bit more comfortable and seeing it from our eyes and our experiences, and see what some of our clients do experience when they come through and buy investment properties using our service as a buyer's agent. If you do want to get in touch with me to discuss this particular topic or anything when it comes to your own property investing, do give me a call. My number is 0400-332-377. Thanks for tuning in. I really appreciate your time. Bye for now.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.